table you know, five people usually are very cramped.
Sorry.
Move!
So we're trying to learn, like a kid will learn some Gemara. Just to explain the Gemara, and I'm sure tomorrow I'll explain a little bit more. If we have Shir,
why wouldn't we have Shir?
Tomorrow's Thursday.
So?
Sometimes it's a schmooze. Sometimes it's a schmooze.
Is that a hindrance?
The Gemara darshens a pasuk in Yeshaya. It's about 9 lines down. The Marba Mishra. The Shalomain Kates. There's a pasuk about Mashiach. The Marba Mishra. Let me look it up. Yeah. Lamarbe Hamishra Hamisra. Lamarbe Hamisra Lashalamain Kates Al Kise David Bamamlaktai Lahakanaisa Lasada Bimishbada Bitstaka Miyata Viat Ulam Kinas Hashem Tsuvakais Tase Zais Lamarbe Hamishra. Who's going to be the Melech HaMashiach? Hamarba Mishra. The one that brings a Kadosh Baruch Hu's sovereignty over the world. Hamarba Mishra is someone that's responsible, someone that's a catalyst for causing an abundant, overabundance of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's sovereignty. So who's Hashem going to make Mashiach? The one that's going to be Hamarba HaMishra. He's going to increase, he's going to enhance, he's going to spread the Kadosh Baruch Hu's melucha.
Personally, or by getting other people to do it?
Yeah, whatever, I don't know. However he does it. The Shalomain Kates, that there won't be any limit to the Shalom. Shalom will be limitless, will be endless. Will be endless Shalom, endless Shlemus. He'll sit on the Kisei of David. He'll rule with Mishpat and Staka. And this is referring to Chizkiyahu HaMelech. That's what Rashi says. Me'at Ved Olam means all the days of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. That's how Rashi learns the pasuk. The Gemara darshens it. Amabe Amistra, Lashalom, and Kate, Omer of Tantkum, Darsh by Kapara, Bitsipari. By Kapara, Darsh and Bitsipari. If they mock a mem, she be emptied Teva Pasuach. The mem in the middle of the word is always open. It's only closed on 3 sides.
Ah, this is a plate.
The 4th side is open. Vizah Sasum. And the mem in the word Lamarbe. The mem is a mem sophist. It's in the Gemara, you don't see it. But in Tanakh, the mem from the word marbe is a mem sophist. Let's see if you can see. It's Perek Tes Pasuk Vav. It's the only place in Tanakh you find that. It's a mem sophist, Perek Tes Pasuk Vav. The marbe hamisra.
Mem sophist where? In the middle of a word?
Middle of a word, yeah.
How do you have that?
Apparently,
is that a misprint?
No. That's the whole point, that it's not a misprint.
Her test possible.
Yeah, misprint in Tanakh.
Lamarbi, a misra, the Shalomain Kates.
Oh, wow. That's crazy looking.
Neimako mem shebe emsa teva pasuk v'zessos. Why is Manishtana? Why is this different?
It's a Sama.
Bikish HaKadosh Baruch Hu lost his Chizkiyahu HaMashiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make King Chizkiyahu HaMashiach. King Chizkiyahu lived in the time of the first base of Mikdash. It was towards the end of the first base of Mikdash. He was the father of Menashe, who was a big Rasha. Chizkiya was the son of Amites. The Sanchei of Gog Magog. Now every Mashiach needs a Gog Magog. Because the Navi tells us there's going to be a Muhammad between the Melech HaMashiach and Gog Magog. Gog Magog represents all 70 nations. So if Chizkiya was destined to be a Mashiach, who was going to be Gog Magog? Sanchei. Sanchei, the king of Assyria, the king of Ashur. Amar Midas Adin Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Midas Adin. That's the Midas that there's no Rachmanis. There's no compassion, there's no mercy. Midas Adin is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person exactly what he deserves and no more nor less. When Midas Adin said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shalom, the master of the universe, Amad David Melech Yisrael. David, king of Israel, Sha'amar Kamashirish with Tishbachais, said so many Shiro's songs and praises. Lufanecha, why is he a Mashiach? He didn't make a Mashiach. David wasn't chosen to be a Mashiach. Kiskiyah, Shasis, Laikah, Nisim, Alalu, you did so many Nisim for Kiskiyah. Leah, Mashira, Lufanecha. And Kiskiyah did not say Shira. David HaMelech said Shira. Kiskiyah did not. He was miraculously saved. He didn't say Shira. Taseya Mashiach? You're going to make him Mashiach? Chizkiyo can't be Mashiach. Mashiach has to sing praises. Chizkiyo didn't sing praises. He can't be Mashiach. Lakach, and therefore, Nistatim. The opportunity was sealed up, and that's represented by the sealed up mem in the middle of the word. Normally the mem is open, but in this case it's closed because there was a closed, it was closed. The Yeshua, the salvation, Chizkiyah becoming Mashiach, that opportunity was closed off, so the mem is closed off.
You never thank God for anything?
We're referring to a specific instance when he was saved in a miraculous manner.
Mem is for Mashiach?
There are two things that the Gemara is referring to. Miyad Pascha Haaretz, immediately.
Which Shira is this talking about by David?
I'll tell you. Well, David said Shira his whole life.
He said a lot of them.
aren't there 10 Shiras?
Sevet Tehillim was the Shiras and Tishbachas of David.
I heard there's only 10 Shiras.
There's 10 Shiras, but if you would sing Shira, mm-hmm. that would be considered singing a Shira, even though you're saying it wouldn't be called a Shira.
Is this one of those Shiras?
David sang. His whole life he sang.
But that wasn't one of the 10?
No.
Okay.
The Yad Pascha Aretz, the Aretz, the ground, the earth opened up. Rama Lufanov had said in front of him, the earth opened up. Rebbeinu Shalom, this is the earth speaking. Ani Ameres Lufanecha Shira, Tachas Tzadik Zeh. I'll say Shira in front of you instead, under, you know, in, as a substitute, in place of this Tzadik. The Aretz. Right, said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, what are you missing? What's missing? The Shira? I'll say the Shira. I'll say a Mashiach and make a Mashiach. It's a very difficult Gemara. Pascha v'yam Mashiach l'fana. The Aretz opened up and said Shira. Shnamar is in Yeshayah Chalkalit. Michnaf ha'aretz zmiros shamanu. From the corner, knaf is the corner of the ground. We heard zmiros. Zmiros is a song. Tzvila tzadik. Tzvila tzadik. Rashi says. This is what the tzaddik wanted. Tzvi is like ratzen. Betzavi. In a ksuba you have betzavi. Maras. This is the will of the tzaddik. Ba'aymar, and they say, Razi li, Razi li. The secret is mine, the secret is mine. Oili ba'igdim bagada. Woe is to me for the iniquitous ones, the traitorous ones, who begged ba'igdim bagada. And they were traitorous. So this pasuk, Nevuah, foretells about the Aretz, the song, that from the corners of the earth, the song of the Tzaddik burst forth. Amesara Oilam Lufanav. the Tsar, the angel upon high, that's appointed on the Eretz, the Tsar Ha'ilam, in front of Ribbono Shel Olam, Tzivyone Aseh L'Tzadik Zed. Grant the will of the Tzadik. Tzivyone is like the will. Grant his will. Tzvi L'Tzadik. Grant his will. This is the Tsar Ha'ilam that the entire world is given over. Yatza Baska V'Amra. A heavenly voice came out and said, Razi Li, Razi Li. It's mine. The secret is mine. The secret is mine. Hashem says... Ultimately, there's different ways that Hashem communicates. That's one of them.
What's the Tzivyone mean? Desire?
Yes. I'm a Navi. So you see, who's talking now? Midas Adin spoke. The Arit spoke. The Tsar Ha'olam spoke. Now the Navi speaking. There's different participants here. I'm a Navi. Eili, Eili. This is Yeshaya. Woe is to me, woe is to me, Admasai, Admasai. This is endless. Admasai, until when? Yatza Basko, the Amra. Basko came out in response and said, Bagdim Bagadu, Ubegad Bagdim Bagadu. Until the rebellious ones. The Amra of Ibitema, Reb Yitzchak, what does that mean? Ad the Asa Bezuzi, Bezuzi to Bezuzi. Mashiach will come when the ones who shame are shamed. Many, many times. People that rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the members of Klal Yisrael that cause calamity to fall upon Klal Yisrael, the enemy within, they have to be shamed and disgraced time after time after time. Before Mashiach's gonna come. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Why is that required?
Why is that required? Well, before we get into that, I mean, tomorrow I want to go into some greater detail, but I just want to fill you in on what we're talking about here. What was Chizkiyahu's failure?
Many children.
Well, there's two things. Chazal said there's two things.
You should have shed shira for.
Number one, the Gemara later will tell us of this. But there are two things. There's only Chizkiyahu had Ruach HaKadosh. And he saw that he's going to have a son, Menashe, who was a Rasha. Menashe was an Eved of Avodah Zarah. Menashe was a Ritzeach. Menashe was a Chayter Matlis HaRabim. And Chizkiyahu didn't want to bring Menashe into this world. So he separated from his wife. One is not allowed to do that. It's a mitzvah pruvu.
Could you get divorced?
There's a mitzvah pruvu.
Could he have gotten divorced?
No.
Did he already have children?
That's a good question. He had some children. I don't know whether he had the four Menashe.
Why didn't he just not name the kid Menashe and name him something else?
Huh?
He didn't know what the name was.
So the Sparkle decided otherwise. Chizkiyahu became very sick. Deathly ill. Yeshaya Navi came to visit him. Yeshaya told him he's going to die.
But I'm good.
Chizkiyahu said, but I had good intentions. I didn't want to give birth to a son that's going to be a Rasha. And Yeshaya said, Badi Kavshid Rahman Alamalach. These things are the deepest secrets of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's secrets. And they're not for us to involve ourselves in them. You have a mitzvah. You do the mitzvah. There's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's department. And Chizkiyahu was mispalel and Yeshaya was responsible, and Chizkiyahu had a refuah shlema. A lot of the halachas of Shemoneh Esrei we learn out from these people. He turned towards the wall, the diamond. That's where we learn he's supposed to diamond for the Sabaya wall. Yeah. And he didn't say Shira. He was saved, and he didn't say Shira. The second Maisa, Sancheir Melech Ashur, who destroyed the 10 tribes. He rid the, you know, he captured them, exiled them.
Megichon,
right? Lidachim. And then he set his sights on Yerushalayim. There were two tribes left. It was Yehuda and it was Binyamin. And he was successful. He overcame all the defenses. He circled them. He put the city under siege, and it's all over. It's just a matter of time. You can't break out of a siege. There's no food, there's no water. It's just a matter of time. They're going to die. They'll die from starvation. All the remaining Jews. Well, the 10 tribes weren't dead. They were exiled. Shevet Yehuda, Shevet Binyamin, and Shevet Levi.
And they're also like small factions.
And the Gemara says, the Chizkiyama, they tried everything. They tried everything, and then there was nothing else to do. Chizkiyah Melech and the Bnei Yisrael. So Chizkiyah Navi went. Chizkiyah said, there's nothing more to do. I'm going to go to sleep. He went to sleep. When he woke up in the morning, he was greeted with a surprise. Because the Assyrian army was camped out all around. And Malachim, angels say Shira. They say Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed the Assyrian army, the Lashon and the Medrash, as he opened up their eyes, the ears. And he allowed them to experience.
What, the Shira of the Malachim?
The Shira of the Malachim.
And they died.
And they all died, except for Sennacherib. He didn't die. He ran home and his sons...
Did he hear it?
He heard it, yeah, but his sons killed him. There was a better fate awaiting for him. He was assassinated by his own children.
Ouch.
But they all died. His kid woke up in the morning, and the problem was over. And he didn't say Shira.
How could Chizkiyahu, someone who's on the level to become a Shia, not thank God for... That's like a basic thing.
He just didn't say Shira.
What does Shira mean? What does it mean by saying Shira?
It means singing.
There's a certain level, a spiritual level that a person arrives at that his soul sings out automatically. Shira is not a conscious act. Contrary to popular opinion, Shira is spontaneous.
It can't be conscious because David sang Shira while before he was born.
Okay. What?
So David sang...
Yeah, the level is in the Shama.
Was he born in him?
Right. Yeah, well, he definitely had a Natiya to him.
Okay.
So this is what the Gemara is saying. If Chizkiyah Melech would have been on the Madriga to say Shira, that would have been he would have qualified to be a Mashiach. And the world would have been redeemed. Because he didn't say Shira, in these two instances, Samidas had Din. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to be a Mashiach.
Mm-hmm.
It means that some, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to be a Mashiach. Lashon HaGemara is Bikash HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to be a Mashiach, and Midas HaDin did not allow it. And because of that, the Mem is closed in the pasuk of Lamar Hamisra or Shalom Kates. So we have to deal with a number of things. The most obvious to them is, why didn't he say Shira? Obviously he did thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Brian pointed out. Of course he thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was something about the Shira that was missing. We also have to go into why what does it mean that the earth spoke and the Sarah Olam spoke? And the Navi spoke, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu turned them all down. What does it mean that the earth is going to say Shira in place of Chizkiyah HaMelech? We have a parallel in Chazal where it's the other way around. Does anyone know where there's a parallel the other way around, where there's a substitution for the Shira? When Yeshua was fighting Muhammad in Givin, so they were successful, but the success would only last as long as the sun was up. And in order to completely rout the enemy, they had to have more time. So Yeshua said, Shemesh begivain daim. The sun should be silent. The sun should hang in the air and not continue its path across the skies, because we want to finish this. And the sun said, I can't stop. I'm saying Shira. How can I stop? So Yeshua said, I'll say Shira instead of you. So you see in Chazal, the Yeshua said Shira in place of the sun. The sun stopped saying it's Shira. Yeshua said the Shira. And here you see the other way around. Chizkiyahu didn't say Shira, and the Oretz was going to say Shira. And the Gemara says it did say Shira. It actually did say Shira. Whatever that means. The Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't accept it. It's a secret. It's a secret. Only I know. No one else knows. Only Hashem knows.
Chose what?
that why the Geula is being withheld.
So it's not this reason?
They didn't. No, no other reason.
So what's this reason?
No, because of this reason you could counter if you could counteract, because if the Shira was missing, the Aretz of the Shira.
It's obviously not the reason.
It's obviously this. So this is a real, it's very complex. I really don't feel we can go into it now. I have to work on it. Okay? Mitzvah tomorrow we're going to go into it. And you can think about it over the overnight as well. Very, very complex tomorrow.
Roz is Aramaic or Hebrew? Hebrew?
Thank you.
Come on, Rosam. It's in Hebrew. Either Ezra made up of this without an Asma. Rosas, Bigamachia,
or. Or Ganuz.
Right.
Or Rosas.
Right. Right. Yes. Or Ganuz. Rosas. Yes.
Sounds like Rosas.
So let's go back.
And that's it, y'all.